السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين ورحمة الله للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, we are starting another attributes and names of Allah. And Alhamdulillah that Allah has given us the time and the ability to reflect on His names and attributes, the kind of knowledge that enhances our iman, get us close to Allah, and make us more enlightened about true light, about who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is according to what He is telling us according to the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today the name inshaAllah will be As-Sabur. And we know this name has to do with patience, and which means that the one that holds back and does not punish right away, the one that delays the what you deserve of punishment. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does so to the disbelievers, and does so for the believers as well. So what is the difference between Allah's name Al-Sabur and Al-Halim, the forbearing that we talked about before? Al-Halim is the one who holds back, but then eventually this name is closer to forgiveness when it comes to the name itself. But Al-Sabur more closer to the punishment afterwards than forgiveness. But it has forgiveness in it. So As-Sabur, the end of it, either punishment or mercy. Okay? Allah will hold back and either punishes the believers, the disbelievers, or benefit and forgives the believers. Allah is As-Sabur. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَوْلَا وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكَ. And if it was not from a word from your Lord, Allah talking to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, okay, لَكَانَ لِزَامًا وَأَجَلٌ مُسَمَّى. It would have been must and an appointed time. It has to come, meaning the punishment. Okay? But if it was not for this word from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this would have come. What is this word? This rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. And be patient with what they are saying. Okay? وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. And make tasbih to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before sunrise and before sunset. وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ. And in parts and parts of the night. Okay? Also praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name and praise Allah. So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding back the punishment, and also telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be patient as well in that which they are saying. And how to be patient, and what is the tool to use to become patient, is by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. Do not be deceived with the those kuffar and how they are having so much. Okay, تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد. تقلبون, they're going from here to there. They have so much. They do not have, it seems to be going through difficulties. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not let this deceive you. Okay. مأواهم جهنم. This is Allah as-sabur. Okay, eventually they will go to Jahannam. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ نَعْمٌ مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ. That مَتَاعٌ, this pleasure is قَلِيلٌ, is so little. Okay, so do not look at what they are going through now as some kind of reward. No, Allah is holding the punishment from them, but then their abode will be جَهَنَّمْ وَلَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ, in the worst of places to stay. والذين اتقوا ربهم لهم, those who are having taqwa to Allah subhanahu, toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what they have, جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار, they have gardens from under which rivers are flowing, ثوابا من عند الله, and this is a ثواب, a reward, a ثواب, it is ثواب is coming back, meaning it is that which you put forth and is coming back to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here is the believers, they are receiving the reward, and the disbelievers, do not let what's going on with them in this life deceive you. Okay, do not look at the surface, and they will be in hellfire eventually. So the believers, okay, are being patient in this life, and they will be rewarded. And Allah is being patient upon the disbelievers, and they will be punished. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about the Bani Israel, okay, and how they said about the believers, okay, who is better, has a better life. Who has a better life to the Muslimin, the early Muslimin as they're entering Islam? But this is not the issue. Allah yarzuqu man yasha'u bighayri hisab. Allah gives to whomever He wishes without the means. So it is not because you have, then you're saying, you know, I am proud, I'm because Allah loves me. And why does Allah hate you? Because you do not have much. This is not the issue. So with us, we being patient is part of our religion. It is, in some scholar says that it is iman. Okay, iman is sabr. Iman is sabr. Because they say that you are constantly between three things, and you have to be patient with them, or in them. As-sabru ala al-ma'mur, to be patient in that which you are commanded with. وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْمَحْظُورِ, and to be patient in that which Allah told you not to get near and not to do. وَالصَّبْرُ عَلَى الْمَقْدُورِ, and to be patient in that what Allah ordains that is going to happen to you. You have to be within that all your life. So your life is just patience. Okay, you're going from a command that is given, a temptation you have to stay from, and things are happening to you, and you have to be patient with it. You pushing yourself to do something. You pushing yourself not to do something. You holding yourself back from doing something, and being patient in what happens to you, and you, that which is not expected, and you did not know is going to happen. This is our life. And subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a love of money and told us to spend. Right? Allah put in us a love of accumulating things. This is a quality that we have. And then Allah commands us to spend. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us love of comfort. Right? Relaxing and on so forth. And then command you to get up early for Fajr. Okay? Here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in you that which is part of you, and then tell you to work on it. Tell you to work against it. This is obedience to Allah. This is being having patience in doing what Allah commands. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put curiosity in us. You know, you want to find out things. You know, you hear news about something and you want to know everything about it. You want to know what happens here and there. And then Allah warned us about ghiba and namima. You know, going after knowing some knowledge about people and talk about them and so forth. Even though this curiosity is built in us. Okay? So it is a constant way of sabr. Constant way of saying, Allah, I am trying always. Okay, and when we think of sabr, we tend to think only in sabr and things that happen to us without us expecting it. But this is not only the sabr. Okay, that is the least of sabr. Okay, because what's going to happen? You're just going to wait. When you get sick, just what do? You take an aspirin, get a cup of tea, put some honey in it, and get some sleep. What kind of sabr is this? Okay. Just wait, you know, it will go away and so forth. Okay? Yes, this sabr could be sabr jameel, a beautiful sabr and praising Allah, thanking Allah for what Allah has given you. Or it could be a sabr that is not acceptable. Sabr with some kind of dislike. Okay? Sabr of something that accompanied by some rejection in the heart. Accompanied by why is this happening? And so forth. Okay. When Yaqub alayhi salam lost his beloved son, okay, Yusuf alayhi salam, okay, صب صبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. That patient that is beautiful patient, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the helper with that which you are plotting and planning. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us about the kuffar, okay? That Allah subhanahu wa umli lahum inna kaydi matin, wa umli lahum inna kaydi matin. For the kuffar, Allah subhanahu wa taala let go with, for them, keep giving them more rope, okay? Inna kaydi matin, matin, meaning it is difficult to stretch, difficult to pull. Something that is strong, okay? Something qasi meaning strong, so strong that you cannot crush it. Mateen is so strong that you cannot stretch it, if you will. Okay? So here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my kaydi mateen, inna kaydi mateen, meaning that rope, you cannot get away from it. That rope, they cannot cut it. They cannot get loose. They are in it and they are tied in it. Okay? But Allah is making it loose for them. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about those who are kuffar, that there is نَحْنُ شَدَدْنَا أَصْرَهُمْ وَشَدَدْنَا أَصْرَهُمْ, that وَإِذَا شِئْنَا بَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا. And شَدَدْنَا أَصْرَهُمْ, the time will come when we pull that rope. They are just like they are bounded with a rope, and they are as captive, okay? Those who are disbelievers, they are captive, okay? But they don't know they are captive. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time will pull them. Okay? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَبَدَّلْنَا أَمْثَالَهُمْ تَبْدِيلًا, we can change them for others, others that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that He can change us as well. Okay, that if we insist of disobedient, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, and if you don't want to follow and so forth, Allah can replace you. Okay? Allah can replace you with nations, with people, ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ, then they will not be like you. Okay? ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ, then they will not be like you. Allah can do that. Okay? So, here is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam show us the example of being patient. Okay? Being patient in the way of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is an example of patience, the example of success. Okay? Everything that you do, you need, your life needs patience, and this patience will lead you to success. Okay? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam get that message, and he needs to deliver it to mankind. You know, it's a very simple word. Here is the message, and take it to mankind. Okay? A heavy load. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam try in the path and give it to mankind. Start with a small group of people. Okay? And by dealing with them, constantly being good with them, having the best of manners, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the most beloved person in Mecca. Even with his enemies as well. They respected him so much. Okay? That is success. This patience in the high level of manners brought this kind of love, okay, that came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then patience in going on and on and on in the matter of command to establish this deen. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so patient in this that he changed a civilization and it changed the way for mankind until the day of judgment. That is a great success. That's a great success. Okay? Success that you could make a difference in the life, not just one person or a group of people, to make a difference in the way for mankind. That's a great success. Okay? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam achieved in being patient. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا. As we said, be patient in what they're saying and make tasbih to Allah and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the comfort of the heart was there. The comfort of the chest, the opening of the chest was there. And that is a great success to achieve. And success must go through this, these difficulties to achieve these points. Okay? You have to practice success, to practice patience, to receive that reward of these points. That must be with a person who's successful. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to a disbeliever, the one who doesn't care about Allah. And he would have so much. Okay. But having wealth doesn't mean success. Okay? And that is given whether his patience or not. Okay. But someone who would have accumulate some wealth and does not, no one loves them. No one care about them. Okay, they have no real relationships. It's a true loser. And a person who does not have valuable real relationships, that's because they were not being patient in working in these relationships. Okay? And even if they have some good relationships, at the end, there is something, a void in their life. Because there is some patience has to be practiced into work to achieve a closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to get this satisfaction in the heart. And this is only a believer would have. Only a believer, true success. And who is the true successful person? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the example of success for us. Okay? So, as we talked about it many times before, Ashabul Ukhdud, they were successful. And they were hold on and they were patient in that which was about to happen to them, and it did happen to them. And they hold on. Okay? When the king told them they must believe in him and denounce La ilaha illallah, they didn't. He dug pits of fire, put fire in it, told them, I'm going to throw you, denounced, they didn't, and he threw them in it. This is practicing patience. And at the end, what seems to the one who's looking at the surface that the king won and everybody that refused to listen to him lost. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, they are ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. This is the great success. This is the true fawz. This is the true success. Through their patience and holding on in that which Allah commanded them with and that which Allah made qadr for them that's going to happen to them. And they practice patience so they reach that success. Okay. And that will take us to Jannah. Okay. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ يَدْخُلُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ كُلِّ بَابٍ. Okay. The malaika will come to them from every door. And what are they going to say? سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be on you. Okay. بِمَا صَبَرْتُمْ. Right? Because of the sabr that you have, because of the practice of patience that you have. Here is the angel are coming and will congratulate you, be happy to see you. And Allah says they're coming from all directions, from every door, they're coming. And they're saying to you, you know, peace. And when the angels tell you peace on you, you know peace is upon you. Okay? And why? Okay? The peace be upon you because of that which you were patient with. Okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us many, many examples in the Quran. Okay. وَلِنَبْلِوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ ها. فَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. نعم؟ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we will test you, we'll give you, you know, severe test with what? خوف, fear, ونقص, less of الأموال, less of wealth. Okay. Well, anfus, and less of meaning you will lose people, okay? People will depart or die, okay? Well, and less of the fruits, less of sustenance, okay? And then Allah says, and give glad tidings for those who are patient. The one that when a musiba comes to them, they said, إِنَّا لِلَّهُ إِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَجُعُونَ. We belong to Allah. And we will go back to him, okay? And those are the one عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة. Upon them salawat from Allah, okay? Blessings and mercy coming down upon them from Allah, okay? And ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. And those are the truly guided one. Those are truly the one who are guided. And what is their condition? Okay, the Allah put them in fear. Allah put them, give them less of people, less of risk, less of many things. And this is the one that Allah blessed, yes, because they are practicing patience. Okay. This is true success. This is true success. Okay. Our life is a life of patience. Okay. And again, it is a mechanism that Allah gave us or put on us. He gave us something that we yearn to do and tell you not to do it and tell you to control it. Give you something that you love naturally and Allah tells you stay away from it or break this love for this issue, you know, in certain times and so forth. This is the mechanism of entering Jannah, of creating Jannah and putting things that are difficult to do. But then, hadith that has weakness in it, but it has, the meaning is sound, that no one will reach a high level of iman until his desire is going to be according to what I brought to you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. So here is when your desire is not, you know, now you're not holding yourself back. You are actually, you desire to let yourself go. Because now your desire is to worship Allah. Your desire is to have the best of manners. Your desire is to implement the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When our desire matches with the commands of Allah, this is a beautiful life. This is a beautiful life. This is a life of comfort in this life. Does it, you know, is it a point that you will reach and continue? No, it goes up and down. Okay? It keeps going up and then it comes down and goes back up and comes down. And how does it go up? By the obedience. And how does it go down? By the disobedient. And we have the measure. We can have the measure. Okay? When you do not feel right, when you do not feel good, when you feel there is something is not, you know, this comfort of the heart is gone, check your relationship with Allah. Check the points in our life that we should have been patient in it and we weren't. And practice patience on the outside, but then we're not very patient inside. Our heart is not quite content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Okay? What was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taking away from us? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is a sabur. He's the one who does not punish the disbelievers right away. He waits for them. And maybe the punishment will be severe. And more severe, because the more they get of ni'mah, the worse the punishment is going to be. And Allah is sabur upon the believers, does not punish them right away. This is a sabr from the rahmah of Allah. The first sabr is the sabr and waiting for the punishment that will come from Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that there is a great reward. The great reward that Allah put the sabreen, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, Allah with those who are sabreen. There is a ma'iyya with Allah in the sabr. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ Allah, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الصَّابِرِينَ, and Allah loves those who are patient. So Allah tells us that your life as a believer is going to be an example of patience in many things. That which you're commanded to do and you have to work on it. That which you're commanded to stay away from and you have to stay away from it. Be patient in those two. And then that will happen to you and you don't know. You do not expect, but you need to practice patience in this as well. And this qualifies you that Allah will love you when you practice in patience. And at the end, in Jannah, the angels will congratulate you by telling you this is a peace that you are in and because of the patience that you experienced or you exercised. Insha'Allah, the microphone you have, insha'Allah. Yes. Please go ahead.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah. رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I should be the last one to talk about this subject because I'm struggling with this since a long time. I think subhanallah, this is the core of our religion. You are right. Yeah. I mean there is two points here. The first one, which is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the description the Jewish was searching for about who's Muhammad and he's a prophet or not, the messenger. One of the description was asbaruhum. He is the most patient among them. Yeah. So the guy who entered inside and did something to him, insult him, or and he wanted to see who was the reaction. Yeah. Everybody of the companions stand up, want to kill him. Yeah. And he said, no, just leave him alone. Just leave him, you know. So he know that this is one. So this is one of the quality of prophets and messengers of Allah. And وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكْ فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. This is, I am struggling with this. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, I'm trying, you know, to reach some degree, anything, anything, first step, you know, elementary, being patient. But yeah, inshallah, may Allah help us. Yeah, that's the
first. Many who are listening to you now are surprised.
Why? No. I mean, patient is not a.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanallah. I mean,
yes.
When you think about it, like Sheikh Mahmoud, what he said, to be patient in everything. I mean, everything, desires,
commands,
prohibitions. Yeah, I mean, it's not easy. I mean, even the prayer, when you want, your mind is busy with something. Can you be patient to just give Allah 5 minutes from your prayer, or you will just do it in, you know, 2 minutes and sujood rukoo, move on. You know, move on. Mm-hmm. I'm busy. I have to go. I mean, this is not easy. Yeah, that's the first point. The second, with the first point, there is something else. The reward in the hereafter about this patient, if you could reach it here, if you could reach it, it's no patient at all. I mean, think about it. In heaven, you don't have to be patient at all. Just like this, whatever you want. You don't have even to wait a second to the blood to grow, or to the food to come, or to anything.
There's no gap between what you want.
Between your wish and what you have.
What you get, yeah.
So it's a huge reward. But you here is the... And if you noticed, in our life, there is a cycle. Because this dunya have cycles. Mm. With today is bad, tomorrow is not bad, and so on. And that's what Allah wants us to do.
Yeah.
I mean, just be patient. Be patient. The things will turn around. I mean, what's happened to you today, a calamity, tomorrow it will become a victory. But you have to be patient. If you let go, you let go. You lost it. But if you wait for the cycle to turn around, Allah will reward you for it in this life.
Yeah.
I mean, there is trillion example about this. Look at Saddam Hussein. The people who imprisoned them in 1982, I mean, they get out in 2001 and he's inside. I mean, when you think about it, see, but just to be patient. I mean, Yaqub, like what you said, I mean, within 20 years, he is the ruler of in Egypt with his son, and he get his son and his the other son, and they moved from the desert, but he was patient, you know. Yeah. You have to be patient. I took a long time.
Alhamdulillah.
The second step. Yeah, you are patient. Be patient with me. The second
we
point
are enjoying this.
Is jazakumullah khairan. It's just thoughts. It's we are patient on something happening to us, or we have to do, or you know we are commanded to do, or so on and so forth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's patient. That's amazing when you think about it. You know, there's nothing happened to him, nor he's waiting for to get something, nor he is, you know, cycle will go around. And but he's patient.
Yes.
I mean, he's patient. Look at this attribute where it's so magnified with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's not something happened to him and he just have to wait a certain time, it will go away, or, you know, he will get revenge. He could do it immediately, but subhanallah ta'ala, I mean, he's a. That's sabur.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Actually, Sheikh Mahmoud, you took my words. I was patiently listening to Brother Luai. Of course, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an example for us in every area of our life. But mostly we used to hear. When I was little, since then, I had been listening Sabri Ayyub, alayhi salatu wassalam. I don't know for how long he suffered with that disease, but all these prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were example of sabr.
Yes.
And I just wanted to hear more about Sayyidina Ayyub, alayhi salatu wassalam, about his sabr. If you can.
Okay. Give the microphone back to Luai. He'll tell you everything about it.
I recall, Tariq Suedan, he have a tape about Ayyub, alayhi salam. He had, children, I think he had 14 child. And he was in wealth and happiness for around 80 years. And And he told his wife that, you know, when she asked him to make dua for Allah to relieve this, he said, I have been enjoying this for 80 years. I will not ask Allah until the next 80 years come pass on me, you know, pass on me another 80 years with equal. So I enjoyed 80 years with a lot of wealth and children and money and everything. I am shy to ask Allah for to relieve me from this. Then in the end, something happened to his wife. She went, sold her hair.
That's what they said. They
sold one of her part of her hair, and then he saw her without hair. He asked her. She said, "I have to bring some money because they run out completely." Then he make dua to Allah, but he did not say relieve me. He said, "Allah, you see the shaitan have touched me with this evil things, and you see you are the most merciful and that you're most seeing." And Allah, then after that, he relieved him.
But he had to do work.
Yeah, he have to.
Or could.
Huh?
Or could bring.
Aywa. Yes. Then after Allah, I mean, no, we are not going after that. He just asked how
and
long.
Allah gave him back the children.
Yes. Yeah, once he said that, Allah replied to him. He said, hit your, there was water under his feet. Just wash and drink from it. And immediately his health came back. And Allah gave him his. Yes. Yeah, you know the rest of the story. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Yeah.
That's and he was sick
for how long? I don't recall, but a long time. A long time. Right, yes. A long time. He was waiting for 80 years, but he did not finish the 80 years in sickness. So it's a long time. I don't know how many exactly. I don't remember.
Assalamualaikum.
Alaikum salam.
And like you said, the way to be patient is to remember Allah. Mm-hmm. And the ways to remember Allah is dhikr. Mm-hmm. And one of the ways that helps me is to make dhikr, subhanAllah, bihamdi, subhanAllah, azim, mm-hmm. 100 times a day. I try to do it 100 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
If any of you guys have any other forms of dhikr, you can let us know, inshallah.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. It's amazing to me to be sitting in halaqa listening about sabr. Mm. And if I can share with you just a little bit of what's
please.
Been happening to me,
mm-hmm.
and I am a living example of what sabr can do, or qillat sabr, less sabr can do to people. Because after what happened to me, I was not patient, and I was lying in the hospital bed asking, why is this happening to me? Mm. And that made my days longer. It made my pain worse because I was not accepting it for a certain time. Then guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I realized that this is Qadr Allah, this is my destiny, I have to deal with it in a proper way, and that to accept what was given to me by God, what was taken away by God. Mm-hmm. That's how I learned to be mm-hmm. patient, mm-hmm. is accepting first what was happening to me. Then as the brothers say, by talking to other brothers and who were visiting me at the hospital, and they were telling me to call Allah, I would try to ask God for forgiveness and to give you wisdom, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. Brothers, believe me, a sabr does work.
Mm-hmm.
And many, 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 many days I wake up, or I don't want the day to come up. Many, many days I said, I don't want the day because I don't know what it's bringing to me. Nothing good has happened. And when I feel that all the doors were closed on me, something so good happens without me expecting it, not knowing where it came from, how it came. But this is just to share with you that when you believe in what's being given to you or taken away, when you believe that it's being done by God and God only, mm. when you believe in your heart that whatever God wants will happen to you, God will make ways, and better ways, I should say. Not only ways, better ways. Alhamdulillah. So sabr, there is nothing like patience in a good way. To thank God for whatever it is, whether it's good or bad, there is always better for us, waiting for us, inshallah.
Yeah, Allah loves you, Brother Hassan. Allah has given you, another chance for life. Give another chance of life in a whole different perspective.
He certainly did. And I thank him for that whenever I am awake. Mm-hmm. And before I go to sleep, I thank God for giving me a chance and second chance in a good way, inshallah. Yeah. But what I want to share is just a sabr, the patience. Because sometimes we make things worse for ourselves if we are not patient. Mm-hmm. Whether we are online or driving or it's not going to change anything if you start yelling while behind the wheel. Mm-hmm. But if you're patient, it makes it better, because you will get there when you get there. There is no, if you yell or if you curse, it's not going to make you fly. Or if you are online, or if you're sick, as you mentioned earlier, there is nothing that you can do about it. But that's the least of the worst thing that can happen to people when you have a headache or if you have a stomachache. Mm-hmm. There are worse things. Like what happened to me when I was sitting there and everything was... machines to breathe, machines to eat. Strangers depend on strangers to be washed and lift from one side to the other. And I learned how to accept that and be patient with these people touching me. Walakin alhamdulillah, and now I am good. So whatever happens to me, I know something better will get there. Whether it's good or bad, it's something always better, brother.
Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Just I want to mention one ayah that left a huge impression on my heart about sabr in the Quran, which is Allah says, "Innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab."
Subhanallah.
Yeah, so verily Allah shall reward those who are patient without hisab. What's the good word for hisab? Account.
Without judgment, yeah.
Without judgment. So.
Just imagine, come on, you know, don't stand. Everybody will be waiting, just pass by everybody and come on in, yes.
So Allah hasn't given this reward to anybody but those who are patient. إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. So imagine the difficulties that we go through, as Brother Hassan just mentioned. Imagine every time you just go through one of these calamities, remember this ayah that you're going to be rewarded without judgment. Mm. And who is the most generous than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is not our hisab, this is not our accounting, this is Allah's hisab. So just remember this when you go through hardship, that the reward is there. Just be patient, steadfast, and Allah will give you from his blessings and bounties without hisab, without any judgment. So this is a major thing.
Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum assalam.
This is the first time I'm actually participating in the Alaka, and the first topic was patient. I really enjoyed it. I think I'm a victim of no patient. I never ever have patient in anything I'm doing. Mm. When I came to this country, I was so much in a rush that I thought by this time I'll get to where I was going, but I'm still here, and because I've never really had patient, I was always in a hurry to get here. But alhamdulillah, I'm learning to have patient, and I'm sure with this topic, I'll really work on my patient.
Alhamdulillah.
Wa
alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I never had a chance of living in a Muslim country.
Subhanallah.
And I always lived in a non-Muslim country, born and raised in India. And here when I came, this is a non-Muslim country too. And I visited Muslim countries though. But a clear difference when I visited a Muslim country, I would feel like I'm at home. Mm. And since childhood, I had heard so many derogatory and vulgar remarks from let me say straight away, from Hindus. About Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mm-hmm. And I would turn my face away, or sometime when I get a chance, I would say some tasbih or you know, go to the prayers or whatever. But it was a very hard thing to hear those words. And sometime, you know, when I would think back and say I should have retaliated or do something, and a few instances I would just try to get away without being hurt. And here, the basic difference when I see is because these people are Ahl-e Kitab, they don't say so bad things about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they attack a Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I still feel like, you know, this is something that, you know, bothers me, that I should have retaliated severely or do something, but you know, instead of feeling like sometimes, you know, like you just backed away like a hypocrite or something. So what is the best thing to do in some things in situations like this?
Yeah. Well, become patient. Yes, you know, this is part of our life, as we were mentioning. It is just part of the life. And there are those who are, you'll be in a situation where some people are, you know, talking ill about something that is dear to you, but in a way of logic, meaning they like those who said that Rasulullah ﷺ was crazy. And Allah answered them, you know, no, he's not crazy, he has the best of manners, you know, and so forth. So if you are in a situation as such, you answer and say, you know, he's not so, he is so because the proof is so, okay? But if you are coming up to people who are just have venom and wanna, you know, curse and this and that, no discussions with those people who have these emotions. But the deal with that, with such, you know, venom, it should be collectively, not individually. It should be collectively, okay? Meaning, you know, we have to stand, we have to, you know, do something about it, and, you know, talk, you know, whatever it is that we decide on to do according to the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yes.
Alhamdulillah.
Subhanak Allahumma. Yes, Ahmed, remind. The other Ahmed. Yeah, I'll have, you know, the books of dhikr, of the authentic dhikr of Rasulullah sallam, inshallah. Remind me, so I'll give you, inshallah. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakumullah khairan.